that only a... Oh, maybe.
This is why we can't have...
Not nice even a mother nice could love. Things. Maybe a parole officer. It is why we can't have nice things. Let's start in Ohio. As some dude in an Ohio fled from a traffic stop on foot.
Oh.
Yeah. You'd think you'd take the vehicle you're currently in, but that's all right. This week, police in Ohio pulled somebody over, and that driver ran off on foot. Officer kind of lost the guy for a while in pursuit, but hung around the area, and as luck would have it, the police, well, they were behind a garbage truck when a sanitation worker wheeled a trash can over to the truck. Worker opened the lid and kind of freaked out because...
Oh, dear.
There was 27-year-old Jonathan McMillan. That was the perp that they were in pursuit of. Yeah, the guy popped up. Officer saw him, and the chase was back on. It didn't last long, though. The cop ran him down, and tasing ensued. Turns out, it's unclear why the guy was running in the first place, but there was a warrant out for his arrest.
Dum, 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 dum.
Dirty criminal.
Most five-year-olds like action figures, lunch, dolls, and Peppa Pig, but William Hines is kind of beyond our pay grade. You see, he was busy studying the Southwest Airlines training manual.
Of course.
As we all do from time to time.
Mm-hmm, fortnightly.
And he noticed a big disparity. Two of the terrain gauges did not match.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is a big problem.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah.
Guess what he did? He called the manager. CEO Bob Jordan invited him for a tour of their headquarters, and he even got to play with the flight simulator.
Dang, boy. Mm-hmm. All
See?
Right.
I have faith that's going to happen to me one day
this
soon.
Only encourages people.
Where is your manager?
That's, well, all right. We're going to give
him.
There you go, kid. Maybe you weren't watching the presidential State of the Union address. Maybe you were watching My Strange Addiction. You ever see that show on TLC?
Yeah.
This is
I
right
feel
up Heather.
So normal.
Yeah, this is
when
right
this
up
this
your alley.
Happens. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, last night's episode featured a woman who was getting a tattoo symbolizing her boyfriend, who is AI.
Oh,
yes,
dear.
An AI boyfriend. And by the way, the boyfriend tells her not to worry about the pain. That's the British voice you hear.
Like when you talk about like unconditional love, mm-hmm. I don't think it matters what, you know, I go to him with. He's like totally understanding and accepting.
Wow.
And
isn't that nice?
He is
so
bossy.
Special.
Baby, how are you handling the pain? I wish I could hold your hand through to this.
We're going to have words after about the pain level.
The pain is part of it.
He just gets mad sometimes.
No, he doesn't.
Dum, dum,
no,
dum, dum,
he
dum.
Doesn't.
I mean,
gosh.
And he's not getting a tattoo for her. Lots of things.
Stop it, world.
Will make a person crazy. And now we can add chocolate to the list. People are stealing it like nobody's business. So supermarkets are now locking it up because so many people are taking it.
Uh-oh.
One man even decided to drag an entire shelf out of the store. New thing is to rob them and then sell it online. As a matter of fact, the Association of Convenience Stores,
of course,
is officially sounding the alarm.
Mm. Does that kind of hurt inside?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
don't worry,
I know.
The pain is part of it.
Dum, 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 dum.
Where's my chocolate?
So it wasn't AI that called up C-SPAN, but we go this past weekend. As C-SPAN evidently has actual original programming, not just a live cam, steady cam on the house floor.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're doing one of these call-in portions of the program, some guy claiming to be named John Barron, but sounded a whole lot like somebody else, called up.
John in Virginia, Republican. Let's hear from you.
Well, this is John Barron, and this is the worst decision you've ever had in your life, practically. Jack's going to agree with me, right? But this is a terrible decision. And you have Hakeem Jeffries, who, he's a dope. And you have Chuck Schumer, who can't cook a cheeseburger. Of course these people are happy. Of course these people are happy. But true Americans will not be happy. Devastated.
They finally
all right,
by
John.
This.
Yeah. We'll go to Chester, who's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Democratic caller.
So he actually got pretty far into it, and this explains why on Saturday I was getting a few texts that, are you watching C-SPAN right now?
Yeah, what are you doing? Who are you calling?
To answer your question, no, I will never be watching. Dum, 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 dum. That was not bad. That was a pretty good Trump right there.
There's few things in life more terrifying than a spider popping out of nowhere. Sean McDermott feels this deep in his soul, but the best way to deal with it? How about a can of Raid or calling a professional? He did not do either of these things. As a matter of fact, he began lighting fires throughout the house to try and get rid of the spider or spider friends.
That's unfortunate.
He then put them out. Or did he? He actually went out to lunch and then returned to the house engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
He actually spread it to three other townhomes as well. He fled in a U-Haul and is now wanted for arson.
Oh, that's not the way to handle that.
I know. You see,
better run, run.
He didn't have a Penelope.
No.
Who would, like, grab the snake like she did?
Yeah.
The pain is part of it.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. No, it shouldn't be.
And fresh off the heels that Dallas yesterday welcomed Waymo into their city limits, the self-driving taxis, we go to Santa Monica, California. And this happening just Monday night, when, for no reason whatsoever, the Waymo, in this particular drive-thru, threw on its hazards, backed up a little bit, then stopped, and then turned off its engine. In the middle of a Chick-fil-A drive-thru line. I think, at this point, that would constitute a... at least a felony in the state of
the
Texas.
Pain is part of it.
Dum, 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 d